This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Transhumanism pandemic. Subhumanity's messiah, humanity's annihilation. And Aaron McCollum is the author of a new book by that title, The Transhumanism Pandemic. Within these pages, he takes an informative and in-depth look into the construct of the extensive transhumanism matrix and an edge of the seat balance between an unfolding reality that could equally rival any Hollywood sci-fi, for that matter, and the factual entanglement that we collectively explore as human souls. A layered awakening is promised to the reader with this unprecedented collection of data that is sure to blow open the boundaries of any mind. The tearing apart of this deeply infesting pandemic will get any person enthralled with the subject matter, casting a line through the story of humanity to reach an unexpected hidden plan that will rewrite the end game for many. Through the timely arrival of this book, a perhaps prophetic early warning red alert, we can finally resolve to prepare and avoid the moment by moment staggering impacts of those who seek our organic annihilation. And the powers that shouldn't be that we talk about here, those warmongers, those occultists, they are very much interested in transhumanism. And listen to what Werner Vinge said from the technological singularity. Within 30 years, he says, we will have the technological means to create superhuman intelligence shortly after the human era will end. This was in 1983. So here we are. Now in 2013, 30 years later to that date, and Aaron McCollum is coming out with this very timely book. Again, The Transhumanism Pandemic, transhumanismpandemic.wordpress.com, the website. Aaron, great to have you. How you been?
Busy and dealing with life.
I hear you, man. So tell me how this book came about, and perhaps we should go about looking at your background a bit. I know many people have heard your story, and I don't want to rehash it too much, but it plays into your understanding on this topic, right?
Yes, I would absolutely say that the transhumanism has always been, well, at least for the past, well, since about 2006 is something that's been an interest of mine, but more so getting around 2008, 2009, it was something that just seemed to be driving me, a direction I really needed to look into. There are reasons of from my background why that is, but of course, I don't want to talk too much about my background because I've really moved away from the past and I'm trying to currently just look at now and the future in this aspect. The book itself, though, didn't really start out as a book. I had been noticing trends picking up more so and more so with the what's known as transhumanism. And I also, as you see these trends, it kind of applied to certain aspects that I talk about in the book, such as the law of acceleration, which we can talk about later on. And I noticed that things started to speed up a bit. So I'd actually contacted my friend, who actually was the editor and artist for the book, Tamara Natividad, and said, you know what, I'm thinking about writing like a 10 to 15 page report on just what I have found in my research, the documented evidence, cite some notes, and just put it out there and see what people thought. But this is such a complicated and in-depth and huge topic that 10 pages turned into 30, turned into 40, and, well, suddenly I've got a book.
That's what happens. Jeez. So the powers that shouldn't be that we talk about, whether it's the Rockefellers, the these various groups that we have no clue what their names are, perhaps, they're very much interested in transhumanism, right?
Well, it's interesting. I don't see transhumanism as some organized conspiracy by a top-tier cabal. And I actually explain this in the book. Some people who are very well known in the truth movement have made claims that this is a specific, very point of view, direct agenda by a small group of people. And I think it's dangerous to say that because, well, the way I describe it is based on the 100th monkey effect. And to put that, I explain in the book, but basically it's some people cannot confirm or deny whether this research study actually happened, but it still has been proven through the test of time. And basically the 100th monkey syndrome or effect is that allegedly in this small chain of islands in Japan, these monkeys were being, their behavior was being observed. And then this group that was studying it decided to throw out some sweet potatoes into the sand on the beach. And it took one monkey. I'm just paraphrasing this, mind you. A monkey grabbed one, bit into it, didn't like the sand in its mouth. And it figured out on its own that if it washed the sweet potato first, then it can enjoy the sweet potato without the sand in its mouth. The other monkeys observed this behavior and learned from it and developed it even more. It wasn't too long afterward that without any interaction, other monkeys of the same species on different islands were doing the same thing. Here's my point. And again, I'm really paraphrasing that story. I believe it's the same thing as someone in the United States makes an invention, creates something without communicating. Somebody else on the other side of the planet, on the other side of the world, happens to invent something of a similar, maybe even close to that manner. And so what we're seeing, but of course, with the internet and with satellite communication, all this, we see this growing quicker. So what I believe is that the larger portion of the people that are involved in transhumanism technologies, biotechnology, synthetic biology, nanotechnology, virtual reality, and the list goes on and on. Most of them I do believe in some way feel that they are really genuinely trying to give some sort of beneficial addition to society. But there are those who I do discuss in the book who have an absolute agenda and who are very influential in the transhumanism movement.
Their agenda, is it benevolent or malevolent? Obviously, you mentioned that some people have genuinely benevolent motives, but these people, from what I gather, what you're saying, have strictly malevolent rationale behind this. Aaron McCollum is our guest tonight. He wrote a new book called The Transhumanism Pandemic. You should check it out. We'll be right back in just a moment with more.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Albert Einstein said that it has become appallingly obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. And our author And guest today is Aaron McCollum, the book, The Transhumanism Pandemic. You can find a free ebook or get the paperback at his website, transhumanismpandemic.wordpress.com. We'll have that linked up at the website as well, bobtuscan.com. And Aaron, during the break, we were discussing the 2045 initiative, and you tell me that that's something you cover in the book. Tell the listeners about this.
Well, basically, the 2045 initiative was started by a Russian entrepreneur, Dmitry Itzkov. I believe I'm saying his last name right.
Yeah.
Who is a pretty well-known and becoming quite an influential individual in the transhumanist movement, has created something called the Social Strategic Initiative 2045. In the transhumanism circles, it's known as the Avatar Project. And it's, you can just go to the website. I believe it's just 2045.com, if I remember right.
It is.
Just look up the Avatar Pro 45. And basically, the idea is there is a timeline with this. And there's two things going on. There's the website itself that's happening right now. And then he also created the... I want to get the right name for it. The website is gf2045.com. And this is basically the global conference or I believe it's the global conference or the global Congress.
Global Future Congress is what
my
it's
notes
called.
Out.
Yeah.
Yes. The Global Future Congress. And this is an annual meeting, a conference, if you will, of some very notable people from all fields, from synthetic biology, nanotechnology, even spirituality. And the idea is to create an avatar type of body, a 100 synthetic created body that then the human consciousness, or as they call it, the personality, would then be transferred from the biological brain into an artificial brain. And there's a lot on the website, but they even have a timeline going all the way up until, I believe, 2055 on how this is all going to progress. And they're currently working on it now. It's not some fringe back little blog idea. I mean, this is heavily funded. They just had the conference this year on June 15th and 16th at the New York Lincoln Center. And you can go on the website and you can see quite a roster of people that were involved.
Interesting. So part of their timeline here, I'm looking at it on the website. And by the way, Aaron's on satellite, so if there's an awkward delay, it's because he's on a satellite internet connection. And we're lucky enough to get him for this interview because of his current situation. But I'm looking at the timeline here. From 2015 to 2020, a robotic copy of a human body remotely controlled by BCI. In 20 to 25, an avatar, which... a human brain is transplanted at the end of one's life to 2035, an avatar with an artificial brain in which a human personality is transferred at the end of one's life, and in 2040 to 2045, a hologram-like avatar. Keyword avatar there. There's no surprise that we had some predictive programming, perhaps from Hollywood by that very name. Why the year 2045, Aaron?
You know, Bob, it seems to be the golden year in transhumanism for a number of reasons. I have heard Ray Kurzweil, who I kind of deem as like the forefront leader of transhumanism, famous for the technological singularity. But anyways, Ray Kurzweil has discussed 2045 as being a year of seeing artificial superintelligence, and when the technological singularity is really going to we're going to begin to see that really come into fruition. Dr. Natasha Vita Moore, who I've kind of nicknamed as the Queen of Hearts of transhumanism, she has her own post-humanism project known as Primo Post-Humanism. And she, even in recent interviews, I've heard her discuss about the 2045 mark. And there are many times in my research, and I even explained throughout the book, of it seems like everywhere I went, the year 2045 showed up. So there is something significant about that date.
Interesting. Aaron, we were talking a little bit off air about Ray Kurzweil. He's very much involved with all this. Many people might recognize his name, right?
At this point, anybody that has kept up with anything about technology, if they haven't heard his name, I'd be surprised. Just recently, the megapolis entity of Google hired him, and he is now director of basically their artificial intelligence program to create basically a super computer of artificial intelligence. Ray Kurzweil also has a long list of inventions. He has his own section in the book. I cover everything up until pretty much once the book was published about the things that he's been involved with. Very famous for the technological singularity, really bringing the law of acceleration back into the forefront of people's minds. He's involved with, I mean, he's got his website. That's the Kurzweil Accelerating Intelligence website. For me to list everything that he's involved in would take quite a while. He literally has his hands in everything and anything that has to do with transhumanism and moving towards this technological singularity.
That's what he calls it. The technological singularity is the nomenclature here. Let me ask you, Aaron, let's talk for a moment about just, and I only have a minute here before the break, but is this possibly, and let me just play devil's advocate, a good thing for humanity? Or is this something that might be playing God and negatively affect us?
I state this in the book. I'm not against the human race evolving and advancing, and I'm not against technology. But when you start digging deep and you start looking into those gray areas and you look into information that most people just don't bother looking into, you begin to see trends and see things. And when you hear these people, direct quotes and interviews of them, it becomes very clear that this is a very bad idea.
We're going to pick it up on that note in just a second. Yeah, let's go into that a little bit deeper. And the thought just occurred to me, if you have this computer-like interface, this avatar, then perhaps you would be easily programmed, and that might be part of the underlying motive here. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot, coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan.
We're talking transhumanism tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Our special guest is Aaron McCollum. He's the author of a new book on that very topic. The Transhumanism Pandemic is the name of the book. You definitely got to check it out. We have it linked up on the website. Aaron, we were talking about how this may be a bad thing for humanity in general, and I had this thought come up as to whether or not somebody who is a transhumanist is more programmable. And then the other thing is, I'm sure that this technology will not be for everyone. Is that an appropriate thought to have?
There, yes, with a few things to consider. Just as there is a hierarchy, even in society now, with, you know, the lower class, middle class, upper class, elite, so on and so forth, what a person that's a billionaire can afford and have access to is not necessarily the same thing that a middle class, you know, blue collar worker has access to. And we see these sorts of technologies being proposed within transhumanism ultimately for the post-human, the human 2.0. Now, of course, a lot of the transhumanism philosophy incorporates socialism. So they want, you know, certain technologies to be accessible for all groups of people all across the board. Brain-computer interfacing, things also known as electroceuticals. That's a topic I discuss in the book. Access to virtual reality, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality. But as you get more advanced, you do see sort of that almost like a pyramid type of setting. In fact, this is very clear in what's the transhuman family tree, as I call it. It's something that was actually designed by Dr. Natasha Vita Moore, and there's an entire chapter in the book dedicated to this where I break down the family tree and actually discuss just this question. Now, the other part of this is that there are some transhumanists, like even Dr. Natasha Vita Moore, who say, listen, if you want to be human, you can stay human. While us transhumanists are going to aspire for this enhanced, synthetically created evolution of human to become more interfaced with the machine, and you can stay biological. But again, you have to do your research on this, and what you discover is that it would just imagine a world where it's hard enough to live organic. Now imagine a world where you're trying to make a living, you're trying to survive in a world that's dominated by a post-human reality where you don't have access because, well, you don't have your interface, your brain-computer interface to be able to ride mass transit, or you don't have the magnetic biometrics implanted into your fingertips, so therefore you're not able to walk into a grocery store. These sound elaborate, but the technologies I'm talking about are being developed and in some ways being used right now.
In what applications?
Well, brain-computer interfacing, otherwise sometimes known as brain-machine interfacing, is really skyrocketed, specifically with robotics and even in the world of video gaming. There are DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, the largest defensive research agency in the world, has been working heavily on brain-computer interfacing almost since they began back in, I think it was 1953. I've found documents of studies and white papers through archives of DARPA talking about this, and not just DARPA, but with seals and names of, you know, the defense, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Army, and so forth. And now we're seeing it really starting to spike up because now we're looking at places like the National Robotics Engineering Center, which is a sub-research center under the Carnegie Mellon University, which any bit of time researching transhumanism, that university pops up everywhere. They're working a lot for military application on brain-computer interfacing so that there will be semi-autonomous robots out in the field where you have a human-interfaced operator. Of course, they're also working on total autonomy. The other side of this, where I talked about like the magnetics inside your fingertips, that's right now leaning more towards what are known as grinders, biohackers, scrap heap transhumanists, which is an aspect under what's actually known as anarcho-transhumanism.
Anarcho-transhumanism. Define that for me some more.
Well, anarcho-transhumanism is where a certain group of people that consider themselves anarchists have actually melded their philosophies, their ideas, with those of transhumanism. But I can give you a direct definition right now.
Okay.
And it states, and this is directly off of the Anarchopedia website.
All right.
Anarcho-transhumanism is an adaptation of anarchist ideals to the tenets of the transhumanist movement in cultural, intellectual, and political spheres. It seeks for the liberation of humanity from repression and restrictions through the technological and scientific enhancement of humanity and human actions. That's the base part of the definition. But literally what they also talk about is wanting to subjugate. They want to, as it says here, it is the realization that our resistance against those social forces that would subjugate and limit us is but part of a spectrum of efforts to expand human agency to facilitate our inquiry and creativity. Sounds like a good idea, but what we're really talking about is another sect of transhumanists known as biohackers.
Interesting. And what do biohackers do? Chapter.
Biohackers are basically people who are very much interested in technology, but specifically technology that they can use to biologically hack themselves. pardon me. Things like, and it's basically, you could think of it as like back alley surgical procedures, literally slitting their fingertips and putting magnetic little discs in their fingertips, which then can be used for various applications of electromagnetism, such as using it as, and there are some underground clubs now that they utilize that as a way as your shoo-in. That's kind of your password. If you go over a magnetic sensor and then the strip reads it, then you can get in. There are others who have actually been installing their own brain-computer interfaces. There's another gentleman, I can't remember his name, who just, I think it was last year, actually, he had lost an eye from an accident and then purposely put in a cybernetic eyeball that can take video or pictures or something like that. These are people who are basically altering their body into literally a more bio cybernetic type of form. The reason why they call them biohackers is because basically they're hacking their own physiology of themselves, but it gets a little more dangerous than that because there are some manifestos and some instruction manuals now specifically designed for anarcho-transhumanism where they talk about different ways to utilize this for hacking other people. So someone has a pacemaker or maybe they have some kind of neuro implant that keeps their neurotransmitters pulsing. They're actually discussing ways of being able to just as you would hack into someone's computer, hacking into their electrobiological devices.
Fascinating. Aaron, we're going to pause right now for another break. And when we come back, I want to continue to talk about that and talk about our food supply, which is connected to this. Don't go anywhere.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
It is the future, ladies and gentlemen, and it is transhumanism, and our guest tonight here in Portland. Book on the topic. The book is linked up to our website, bobtuscan.com. In our chat room, you can join us in the chat room. Just click on the Listen Live and chat page. We've got a lot of people there excited about tonight's show. And next hour, we're going to continue this discussion with Aaron and open up the phone lines. And I'll tell you how to call in just a moment. But before we get to all that, Aaron, let's continue to finish our thought here on these hackers. Anything else that you would like to say about what's the name again? The biohackers?
There are several names that, depending on the group and the preference, but it's known as biohacking. There are another name for that is called a grinder, when they're grinding. And then there's also the body hacker. And then there's another one that's kind of amusing that is known as the now I'm going to forget. I believe it's called the, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. Here we go. Yes, it is the, oh gosh. I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I believe it's called the trash heap or something like that, transhumanists. I'm trying to look through my notes. I've got so many notes on this stuff. But yeah, it's basically, I use biohacker to explain it.
Right. And, you know, what I'm thinking
sorry.
Of.
It's this.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Scrap heap transhumanism. And that is a name that was given to it by a lady known as Left Anonym. And her name is spelled Left as in L-E-P-H-T, last name A-N-O-N-Y-M. She's one of the more well-known people as far as the biohacking community goes.
Interesting. And for those just tuning in, if we have awkward pausing and cutting each other off, it's because Aaron's on a limited connection via satellite for other reasons that we won't get into. So forgive us, but the information here is so vital that I wanted to go ahead with this interview, regardless of the awkward pauses and whatnot. This is still important stuff. Aaron, there was a story recently about the new iPhone that wants your fingerprint to connect and lock on, and already hackers were able to find a way to get beyond the fingerprint stuff. So if they can do that, I'm sure they can continue to find hacks for any other type of technological advances we might see.
Yeah, it's amazing. When that iPhone was unveiled as, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, they said that their biometric fingerprint technology was extremely secure, nothing to worry about. And then there was that group in, I believe, Germany, took them 2 days. And all they used was like some kind of plastic cellophane and wood glue and a copy to print and bam. And then for every technology that comes out, there's always going to be someone or a group who's going to find a way to manipulate it for their own intents and purposes.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Aaron, I want to talk a little bit about the food we eat. And we talk about genetically modified foods. Is there a, oh geez, how do I want to put this? Is there a transhumanist food agenda that they're trying to put forth here? We know of the genetically modified stuff, but how far does that go?
Oh man, that goes far. I don't want to say that I'm the first person who have made this kind of connection, because that would be really arrogant of me to say, but I did, when I listed all the different aspects of transhumanism, I made it a point to include genetically modified organisms, GMO food. And I know we don't have a lot of time before the break. You know, I encourage people to read the book. It's out for free, so I'm not trying to leave you hanging to make money. It's a free book, but read that area, and I'll explain why I tie that in. But there is an individual named David Pierce, definitely in the top 10 of influential people of transhumanism. Also, hardcore vegan. Now, that's fine if he wants to be a vegan, but he is so hardcore vegan that he believes that using the transhumanist philosophies that everyone in the future, whether they are a grass eater or a lover of steak, paraphrasing a quote of his, we should all be eating a non-animal genetically engineered vat food. That's directly from his words, a vat food. There is also now a product out. Well, it's working. It's in one of those, what do they call them? Kickstarter type things. You're going to love this. Bob, before I mention this, are you aware of the movie Soylent Green?
Yes, of course.
I figured as much. And it's kind of a futuristic post-apocalyptic movie. Well, this just in, and I found this on a transhumanist website. It's called Soylent, Free Your Body. They're doing fundraising through a campaign website. It's basically a Kickstarter. And I will actually send you, Bob, the link during the break. But let me just read this real quick. What if you never had to worry about food again? For many people, on many occasions, food is a hassle, especially when trying to eat well. Suppose we had a default meal that was the nutritional equivalent of water, cheap, healthy, convenient, and ubiquitous. Soylent will be personalized for different body types and customizable based on individual goals. It goes on and on and on, and they have different types, but it's being promoted on many different and transhumanist-based websites, and it is in some circles being called the first kind of universal transhumanist food product.
That doesn't sound very tasty, Aaron.
I can't imagine it would be, but I'm just going to paraphrase something I'd mentioned in the book. The reason why I connect GMO food to transhumanism is, one, it's biotechnology, and even in some cases, nano and synthetic biology, which are very much utilized in the transhumanism construct. GMOs lead to people getting sick and needing pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceutical companies right now are investing millions of dollars into electroceuticals, nanotechnology-based medicinal implants, things of that nature. Think of it like boot camp, and I can speak from this personally. You want to, the drill instructor wants to break down everybody down to the eyes of how the military wants them to build up. So you break them down physically, psychologically. Once they are at their lowest of low, then you can build them up physically and in the psychological way that the military needs them. You look at people that eat nothing but GMO, literally their body has become deformed. They get lesions, they get sick, all the stuff happens. And how are we seeing these things getting cured? Through transhumanist types of technology that are being proposed.
Wow. This is scary stuff. We're almost at the end of the hour right now, and next hour we still have a lot to get into. We've only scratched the surface. I guess this interview will not do it justice. You'll have to read the book. Again, we're talking with Aaron McCollum. He wrote a new book on this very topic. You can reach us at 800-313-9443 if you would like to call up with any questions that you have. Next hour, we'll take your calls then. 800-313-9443. My mind is just racing with a million questions and a million thoughts here, Aaron. What are some of the things that you want to touch on next hour as well?
Gosh, there's so much we could touch on. I think a couple of things that we should touch on is how religion has religion and spirituality has actually become a key element of this. And also, maybe we could talk a little bit about just, there's so much. We talk about the transhumanism family tree. We could even talk about how there is a connection between terraforming and weather modification, and I actually found how they are connected.
Awesome. Sounds like we got a lot to get to. Aaron McCollum is our special guest. The Transhumanism Pandemic is the book. Transhumanismpandemic.blogspot.com, the website. We also have it linked up to our website, bobtuscan.com. Got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with another hour in your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.